Welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern. You're very welcome to the podcast today. And the topic of today's episode is 25 ways to start a business with no money in 7 days or less. Let's get right into it. Are you looking to start a business with no money? Maybe your back is against the wall and you desperately need to start a side hustle right away. You may have heard this before, but apparently there are over 1,000 ways to make $1,000. Have you given much thought to the type of business that you would like to start? You can start a business with no money only to realize that you hate what you do. Actually, starting a business does require a lot of time and commitment in order for it to become successful. The truth is that it is possible to start a business with no money, but it does take a bit of creativity to pull it off. However, it will take money to keep the business going to cover the day-to-day costs like utilities and transport, depending, of course, on the type of business that you plan to run. Let's look at this list of ways that you can start a business with no money and lots of creativity, as well as using your existing resources that you have available. So in terms of the preparation, before starting a business, you will need to spend some time ensuring that you are mentally ready to spend many hours for the first 2 to 3 years to make your business successful. Obviously, depending on if, say, for example, you had an investment, you can hire a coach to help you through that process, and it could take you 6 months instead of 2 to 3 years. But since we're looking at the no money aspect, we're looking at probably 2 to 3 years then. You will also need to get a better understanding of who you are, as well as what you're passionate about, in order to choose the right option for you. Once you choose the option that is suitable for you, make a plan to get that business from startup to scale up as quickly as possible. Spend time mapping out the phases and what needs to happen to get from one stage to the next. It should not surprise you that enlisting the help of a business mentor or doing a business course will really help you to become successful much quicker. So let's look at the list of 25 business ideas. Without further hesitation and delay, here are the 25 ways that you can start a business with little or no money. Number one on the list is coaching. If you have a special talent, for example, in the area of fitness, dieting, painting, or sewing, you can become a coach literally overnight by simply placing an ad on Craigslist offering your coaching service. Other places that you can advertise are places like gyms, colleges, Facebook pages, Facebook groups, and even on Instagram. I know of at least one business where a guy coaches people on how to do handstands, and it is a multi-million dollar business already. So think of the skills that you already have that might be different from a lot of people, and think of how you can start coaching other people to do it by finding where your crowd of people hang out. Skateboarding is another good one as well. Next on the list is consulting. This is similar to coaching, but it's specifically focused on services to corporate clients or businesses. Maybe you are skilled in public speaking, networking, sales, marketing, or even growth hacking. You can easily start advertising your services on LinkedIn using video and showing the results that you can attain for clients. Another thing you can do is you can reach out to your local chamber of commerce in an effort to offer a free class in one of your special areas. So marketing 101, for example, or growth hacking 101, or sales 101. And from there, you can book paying clients who attended your free course. Virtual assistant is number 3 on the list. If you've never heard of this term before, it simply means that you can offer secretarial and or online administrative services from the comfort of your own home to other businesses. So again, very business focused. If you have experience as a secretary or an administrative assistant, then this will be an easy transition for you to get started. You can visit sites like Fiverr, Upwork, remote.io to find many open positions for these kinds of roles. There are other Facebook groups like Virtual Savvies, job boards, etc., that you can actually find in Facebook as Facebook groups, where they will always be looking for virtual assistants or VAs, as they like to call them, to help them with their business. Especially helpful is if you are very good at organizing or creating SOPs or systems for businesses to run efficiently, because some people start their business and everything is all over the place and they just like someone to come in and organize everything. Standard operating procedures, SOPs, where you tell them, okay, this is what they should do from start to finish for their clients to make the process as seamless as possible. There are a lot of people looking for VAs who can help them with in that area. You can also contact potential clients directly on LinkedIn. Number four is one of those where I personally have made over $1,000 already, and it's the role of a writer. I believe that writers are some of the luckiest people in the world right now, simply because content is king. So there is a need for many writers. The most popular requirement for companies are for people who to write blog posts, just like I write blogs. There is also a requirement for ghostwriters to write books. You can find these open roles on places like Fiverr, Upwork, Great Content, Zuri's. There are lots and lots and lots of platforms where you can write for the people. But failing that, if you want to reach out to companies directly, you can use a platform like LinkedIn and use outreach tools that go in hand with LinkedIn, where you message about 100 people every day with the aim after 7 days as to get clients back, responding back to you, and then they will hire you that way. All right. Next on the list, number five, is transcribing. The demand for videos is increasing more and more each and every day, and with it comes the need for captions. 85% of videos are consumed in silent mode, which is why there is a great need for captions. And that's 85%. So think of all the videos you have online, whether it be YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. 85% of the videos consumed on those platforms are viewed in silent mode. Hence the reason why there's a huge need for captions. The people who write captions are called transcribers, and you can find these jobs with transcription companies. A list of companies include places like Rev.com, plus many, many others, where they hire people to literally write the transcription. Also, there's transcription requirements for podcasts. So like how I'm recording a podcast now, someone will take the time and send that into a company, and someone will actually write out everything that I've just said on the podcast as well. But just for the record, I don't transcribe my podcast anymore. I used to do a long time ago, but I don't do it anymore. All right. So Rev.com is your first point of call. But like I said, just look it up and you'd find like there are like hundreds of companies that require transcribers. And that's something I can tell you, I don't like doing transcribing. I just don't like it. It's just way too boring and very time consuming. But if that's something that you will enjoy, then please feel free to look it up. Video editing is number six on the list. This may not be a surprising thing for you, because there is such a high demand for video, it goes without saying that there's also a high demand for video editors. Are you a video guru? If so, then roll up your sleeves and get ready to splash out your talent on videos. Places like ZipRecruiter.com, Indeed, Working Nomad, and many others are great places to find video editing clients. Another great place to go and find them is on Craigslist. when you go into the services section of your local city, and on those services, you'll see something called creative. You go into that and you'd find all the graphic designers, the photographers, video editors, and all those kind of creatives. You'll find them there. All you need to do is look at all the ads there, find the ones that sort of mirrors your talent, write a great description of what you do for clients, giving some examples, and or even brand names that you've worked with, and advertise your services there. You can also head into groups where businesses tend to require video editing, so bloggers, groups, etc. And you can give them tips every week about how to edit their video. And some people would not have time to edit their videos, so they will reach out to you and hire you to edit their videos for them, especially if they've got like loads of videos. Like they do like 7 videos a week and they just don't have time to edit them, then they will reach out to you directly and get you to edit their videos for them. There are more step-by-step instructions included in the show notes, so remember to have a look there. Next on the list is graphic design. One of the most popular in-demand roles right now are graphic designers. The reason for this is because every piece of content always needs to be accompanied by images. So once you're a business and you're looking for clients and you're using social media platforms and you're writing a blog, you're going to need images. So everyone is looking for graphic designers to help them to create show-stopping, heart-pumping images for their content. Images are needed to keep the audiences engaged across blogs, social media, and even Google search engines. If you have this kind of talent, do count yourself lucky 3 times or 4 times. It will probably make sense to set up a website to display your work, then reach out to clients using places like, again, Fiverr, Upwork, LinkedIn, Craigslist, great places. More step-by-step instructions are available in the show notes. Number 8 on the list is rent a room. I personally have made over $2,500 using this option. You may look at all of the previous suggestions so far and you instantly feel despondent because you think that you have no talents whatsoever. It is very possible that you have the ability to make someone feel at home. So what better way to exercise your ability in hospitality than to rent out your room in your home? Nearly everyone has a spare room available or even an apartment. You can even move in with your parents and rent out your apartment. You can also use popular sites like Airbnb or Booking.com to put your room up for rent. And I can vouch for this because I have made money renting out rooms in the past. I no longer rent it on places like this, but it is such a viable option. If you have no money, you want to start a business, you can even offer couch surfing. That's a website that's available as well. And people who can't afford to rent a room, they would want to do some couch surfing in your house. All right. So step-by-step instructions about how you go about getting this done is actually available straight away in the show notes. So please feel free to look there for further information. Number 9 on the list is taxi driver. Even if you don't have a room to rent, but if you own a car, you can become a driver for Uber or Lyft or the taxi company in your location. Each of them pay somewhere between $25 to $35 an hour. In some instances, you may have to sit an exam before qualifying, but don't let that deter you. Complete the necessary regulations and get started in the taxi business. It could just be a stepping stone to something much bigger. Number 10 on the list is something that you probably would like. I would love to do this myself, but I don't have the time. You can get paid to cook a meal. It is such an amazing time to be alive. Nearly everything we do can become an income generator. If you are like me and you enjoy cooking, why not cook a cultural meal for sale? I was doing a bit of research recently and came across eatwith.com, and I was surprised that it gave you the opportunity to cook an authentic meal for someone and they will pay you for it. So it is like Airbnb, but for cooking. I think it is such an amazing idea. You can easily learn to cook 10 meals from 10 different cultures, and just like that, you have a full-fledged business ready, up and ready to go. Step-by-step instructions are included in the show notes, so remember to check them out so that you can get started there as well. And I know what you're thinking. Not everyone is great at cooking. So what do people who don't know how to cook do? Well, I've got something just for you, number 11, where you can be the host of experiences. Technically a tour guide, but they don't want to use the word tour guide because there are diplomas and degrees offered in the tour guide arena. So they call it a host of experiences. Once your guests are finished eating, say for example, you fed them, or even if you don't decide to feed your guests, you can offer them a tour of your local city for a fee. Of course, they can do the tour before eating. It really depends on the time of day. It is so easy to become a tour guide these days. Everyone is passionate about sights and scenery in their local city. So why not monetize that knowledge rather than it occupying your brain? You can sign up on Airbnb. Yes, Airbnb actually has a section called Airbnb Experiences. Or there's another website called likealocalguide.com where you can become the host of tours. Your own version of the tours. It doesn't have to be the official tours that they offer with the local tourism board, but you can have your own version of the tour and charge a fee. Okay. Step-by-step instructions again are available in the show notes, so you can go in and delve in and get started with your business in being a host of experiences. And the good news is you can just do it on your own time. And summer is always a good time to do it. Clothes alterations is in at number 12. So if you're a skilled tailor or seamstress, you may want to consider altering clothes for people for a fee. The exciting thing is that you can start small and offer to alter clothes for people at work, for example. No need to rent premises or buy heavy equipment. Chances are you already have a sewing machine at home, and prices can start at just $15 or even $25. Just to alter the length of a skirt or a pair of trousers. In the creme de la creme, when it comes to alterations, are wedding dresses. If you are really good at altering clothes, then you might want to consider getting into the wedding dress alteration trade, because they make truckloads of money when it comes to altering wedding dresses. Again, there's step-by-step instructions included in the show notes, so please feel free to pop in there and have a look. Number 13, we have sell clothes. So on the topic of clothes, you may not know how to sew your own clothes, but if you have a lot of clothes, great clothes, why not consider selling them on somewhere like Poshmark? If you are one of those people who would not wear the same outfit more than once or twice, consider selling on those items online and declutter your wardrobe. It is so easy to get started with Poshmark, considering that they also have a mobile app to snap a photo of the outfit. And just in case you're thinking, well, Poshmark is not available in my country, you can always sell clothes on eBay and Amazon as well. But yeah, I recommend anywhere that is where you can done a cheap and free car boot sale, anywhere where you don't have to pay a fee to get started. Make money on Pinterest. Well, that's the number 14. If you're super lazy, or you just don't have time to create your own website, a cool way to start your own business is by selling other people's products or services on a commission. This is called affiliate marketing. Because Pinterest is a visual search engine with over 500 million users, a great way to accomplish your marketing is by placing these affiliate links on Pinterest. To get started, all you need to do is to sign up to possible affiliate companies. So some of them actually would want you to have an existing website already. Others, not so much. But you can go to places like shareasale.com, commissionjunction.com, and many of the others where all you need to do is get an affiliate link and the image of whatever it is you're selling on behalf of someone else and pop that into Pinterest as a pin image with your affiliate link. And when someone buys, you get paid a commission for marketing that product or service. Number 15 on the list is voice over artists. So have you ever been told that you have a voice like a radio announcer? Or maybe you have a brilliant phone voice. You may want to consider becoming a voiceover artist if you like to read storybooks or you have an enticing voice for radio ads. Fiverr.com is a great place to start to see what feedback you get from your first few clients. And then you go to somewhere like voices.com. Once you start making your first few quid or first few amount of dollars, voices.com. And there's another one, I can't remember the name right now, but I'll put the name in the show notes, where once you have like made a few amount of money, handful of money on Fiverr, you can use that money to reinvest in voices.com to get clients, more professional clients on there. Stock photos. Remember that demand for images that I mentioned earlier? Well, graphic designers need images to make their work come alive. If you ever wondered where stock photos come from, this is the time for the big reveal. Stock photos come from people like you and me, and who take photos, then upload them to places like FOAP, as at FOAP, Shutterstock, and many other of those stock image platforms. I have personally uploaded photos to these sites and got them accepted and even sold photos, stock photos on these particular websites. It will take a lot of great photos to get significant payment because I think they pay 25 cents per image download or something like that to get significant payment, but at least it's a form of passive income or what they would like to call as royalties. Number 17 on the list is rent out your bike. Yes, you heard that right. Rent out your bike. You can rent out your bicycle for a fee rather than have it sit at home collecting dust. There are now many sites available that allow owners of bicycles to list their bicycle for rent, with some even offering insurance on your bicycle of up to $5,000. You can even rent out surfboards, paddleboards, and snowboards. You'd be happy to know. When I first heard about it a few years ago, I was nervous as well. It now seems to be the norm, which is great. Check out spinlister.com and listandride.com for more information. Photography is next on the list. So you have stock images where you put up the images, random images. It doesn't have to be images of people per se. Could be of landscape, historical sites, etc. And people buy that. But when it comes to photography, that's another story altogether. It is very possible that you are a talented photographer and maybe you never consider taking photos of other people outside of your family. Now is the time to use that talent and decide on your specialty. The options are endless, from landscape photography, portrait photography, newborn photography, wedding photography, or even corporate photography. There are sites like meterphotographer.com and snapper.co that allow you to list your abilities. It is now so easy to find photography jobs, or in fact, let those jobs come to you. I have a list of step-by-step instructions available right there on the website in the show notes. Number 19 on the list is dog sitting or dog walking. I don't know if you've ever realized this before, but there are a lot of people who work 9-to-5 jobs and they just need someone to either dog sit for them, like just like how you do have a crash or childcare or whatever, you have doggy daycare as well. So if you have the ability to mind a dog, during the day, a dog to 10, I don't know how much room you have available, then you can offer your services as a dog sitter. Everyone and their grandmother have a dog, which is great news for you if you love dogs and you would like to use your love for dogs in exchange for money, hard, cold cash. I know of many people who make $1,000 a month doing dog sitting and dog walking. To be fair, it is not difficult at all and you can decide your own hours, as they say, and there is an app for that. Yes, there's an app for that. You can find apps like Rover.com, Petbacker.com, and sites like DogVK.com that allows you to sign up as a dog sitter. And you, many of them, they would actually vet you before letting you become a dog sitter. Probably check out your premises to make sure you're eligible to be a dog sitter. But that's just the initial stages. Once that's all done and dusted, then you put up your details and people will contact you to doggy daycare or to walk their dog for them. Especially when they have to go on vacation, it's always a big need. And of course, in the number 20, babysitting, one of the biggest headaches of many parents is finding someone to babysit for them whenever they need to go out or go abroad, or they just need someone to look after their child while they're at work. Of course, trusting your child to anyone is never easy. It's not easy for a parent, I can tell you from experience. You know, trusting someone with my children is just very, very scary. But that person comes highly recommended. If that person comes very highly recommended, then it's a whole lot easier. I was actually surprised to find many apps available to find babysitting services. Here are the top three that I found. Zoom, that's Z-U-M, or Zoom, I guess you call that. Urban Sitter, actually it's four. So that's Zoom, Urban Sitter, Care.com, and Bambino. So that's four different apps that you can go to your app store or your Google Play store, download, and you would actually be able to sign up as a babysitter or a childcare person. And of course, they will vet you as being, I guess, what's the word, eligible to babysit their children. Next on the list is social media manager. Are you someone who likes managing a group of people? Or maybe you are always on social media engaging with fans. Well, this is the ideal job for people like you. Many companies all over the world are looking for someone to manage their social channels. What better way to use your talent than to get someone to pay for your skills? This role can be varied, but it can involve creating content, engaging for engagement, responding to queries, and growth. You can find these roles on places like LinkedIn, Fiverr, Upwork, Facebook groups, as well as, see what's missing from that list, Craigslist. I'm sure there's loads of others that I can't think of right now, but those are the prime places where you can find, you know, virtual assistant boards, where you can find jobs where people are looking for social media manager. Coming in at number 22 is one that is just mind-blowing. One of the most sought-after roles on the planet right now is that of an influencer. Companies are bending over backwards to get social media influencers to post something on their feed for them. Kylie Jenner makes $1 million, yes, $1 million per paid Instagram post. It may sound unbelievable, but it's true. I have a link in the show notes to show you. To get started, you need a minimum of 10,000 followers, and you must get good engagement on each post. In fact, you would probably only need to do these posts for 1 year, and then you can retire for the rest of your life. Because people make a lot of money from Instagram posts. To get started, you need to set up obviously an Instagram account and find a way to get your first 10,000 followers. There are several courses available I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can learn how to become an Instagram influencer. Website tester. If being an Instagram influencer is too much excitement for you, then there are other low-key roles that you can consider, like becoming a website tester. Other similar roles include a speech data collection, social media evaluator, and search engine evaluator. The best places to find these kinds of roles are on website appen.com. That's appen.com and flexjobs.com. It does take a while to hear back from them, but they do actually come back to you. I can tell you from my own experience. Coming in at number 24, we have sell t-shirts online. Do you like funny or weird t-shirts? Ever wish you could come up with your own quirky lines? Now you can do it by designing and selling your own t-shirts online. In this modern world that we live in, you don't even need to buy t-shirts upfront or buy print paint or machinery. You can simply offer print-on-demand service to your buyers as a startup and advertise these t-shirts on somewhere like, you get it, Pinterest or Instagram. There are so many print-on-demand websites that you can pick and choose. The two most popular ones I heard of are Printful.com and Printify.com, where you simply create your design, send it into them and for them to print on the t-shirts. And you can even get a mock-up of what the t-shirts, design t-shirts will look like so that you can display to potential buyers. I've left a link in the show notes for more information on how you can get started in becoming a t-shirts seller. I guess you call that selling t-shirts online. Number 25 on the list, believe it or not, is a YouTube influencer. Yes, if Instagram is not your jam, as in, because Instagram is mainly putting posts and captions and hashtags and all of that, you may want to consider becoming an influencer on YouTube instead, because it's all about video. Yes, it does take more time, and it can take time to grow your subscriber base. But I'll be honest and tell you that I am not sure which audience is more difficult to build, but it just might be YouTube, since you need to create videos. Among the highest paid YouTubers, you will find the Paul brothers and the seven-year-old toy reviewer called Ryan. Did you know that the seven-year-old makes $22 million a year? Anyway, if a seven-year-old can do it, surely you can do it too. So, in conclusion, while it may seem very exciting to start a business with no money, it is important to remember that keeping a business viable does require investment. It is great that we all live in at a time where it is so easy to get started in business, although it is still important to make wise business decisions. To be truly successful, you need to choose an option that does not feel like work at all, so that you can truly enjoy the experience. I'm sure that there will be a whole lot more options that have not yet been invented yet, so that this list is not necessarily exhaustive. What has been your experience when it comes to starting a business with no money? So here are some frequently asked questions. What kind of business can I start from home? Well, I've given you 25 suggestions that will allow you to start a business from home. What are the most profitable businesses? This is such a broad question because it really depends on the profit margins decided by the business owner. However, generally speaking, any business that requires low overheads and gives you a very high return on your investment in terms of the profit, so the profit could be 70 to 90% in terms of the range, is the most profitable business that you can start. Some great examples of this include selling courses online. So you make the course or document or ebook once, and you keep selling multiple copies of it. Of course, you'll have to update it as time goes on, but that's one great way to get a very profitable business. Blogging could also be a good one. It takes you 2 or 3 years to get a blog up and running, but then once you start making money, then you know it's only a matter of just probably putting up an article once a month, and the overheads must be obviously be kept quite low. What is a good business to start? The best business to start is the one that you are most passionate about, because your passion will help you to overcome any obstacles. How can I start a business from home with no money? You can take a look at the suggestions that I've listed so far, the 25 suggestions. Then choose the one that aligns most closely with your passion. For example, if you enjoy cooking, then all you need to do is decide on a standard menu based on the supplies you have available. Then sign up with eat.com to get started. How do I know if I'm an entrepreneur? Now, this is a very, very good question. Everyone is cut out to be entrepreneurs. It does require some careful thought. If you can take a look at the article where I talk about comparing an entrepreneur with a business an intrapreneur, it lists out the characteristics of someone who is a good entrepreneur, what they need to have in terms of their skills and their characteristics, and then decide if you are an entrepreneur, if those skills match up with who you are. You can also look at the resource I have available called How to Become an Entrepreneur. Okay, I should give you a really overall view as to whether or not you are cut out to be an entrepreneur yourself. How do I start a business with nothing? The easy answer to this question is that it really depends on what kind of business you want to start. For example, if you want to start an e-commerce type business, you can start selling off your clothes on Poshmark to acquire some capital. Not all personalities are suitable for an e-commerce type business. So another option is that you can start a blog in an effort to figure out what your niche is going to be about. Next question, number 7, what business can I start with $20,000? Having $20,000 to invest in a business can be a good thing, and it really depends on how fast you want to return on your investment. One great way to invest $20,000 for a fast turnaround is by going to a site called flipper.com and going there, finding an existing website that is already generating an income, purchasing that website, and then once you've bought the website, then you can either hire someone to run it for you or run it yourself, and then you can start seeing return on your investment straight away. Another great thing you can do is invest in a piece of real estate or property by finding one that gives you the ability to have instant cash flow once you've paid the initial cost of, you know, for the mortgage and all the fees, solicitor fees, etc. Okay. Another question, I want to start a small business but have no money. And that is okay. What you first need to do is discover what kind of business you would like to start. It is important to narrow down your list of options, taking into consideration your personality type as well as your passion. Once you know for sure what you would like to do, you can then look at the 25 options that are available that I mentioned in this particular podcast, pick the one that suits you, your current situation, and use it to generate capital to fund your passion project. All right. I hope that answers the majority of questions that people have. Remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you can be the first to hear about what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you are just at the start of your journey, where you are wondering what is possible for you in the future, you can take a look at the books I have outlined here, the resource, 7 books for bloggers. It's for bloggers, and it's also for people who are looking to start a business, because these books help you understand the mindset that is needed to get started either as a blogger or in business, or just change your life, transform your life completely. So take a look at that resource with the 7 books that I have available there. If it is you need to take advantage of some free traffic for your blog or for your business, you can check out the Pinterest tips I have available and grab the resources that the successful blogs use to, to generate an income online. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages that I have available. And that's it for today, folks. I hope you found this podcast really useful. And until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.